Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 465. Visible translated text is as follows. The outer door towards the clock. I could see half of the oil roll on clock hash 2. I could not see any of the other clock at all. The clock and desk could not have been moved without my instructions. The paint is scattered all around. It gets all over the place and we can't prevent it. We never have washed the metal room floor since I have been there. We never found any water or blood where it was said the girl's body was found in the metal department. The view I got from front door on April 26th into area around elevator shaft was blocked by boxes. He direct examination. I communicated immediately with the police when we found the blood back there. I think Harry Scott was the first man I reported Conley's nervousness to. It was on Monday, April 29th. R.P. Holloway, recalled for cross-examination. I am the day watchman and timekeeper. I look after the register to see that everybody registers. No, it was not the habit of Conley to register, or not as he pleased, and to get his pay anyhow. If he didn't register, they got after him. I applied the same rule to him as I did to anybody else. I never saw Mr. Frank Goose pinch or joke with Conley. I never saw him touch him in any way, unless it was when he would go in the office to borrow money. I would see him hand him a quarter or something. He surely was a good hand at borrowing, but Mr. Frank would never let him have a nickel. But what he owed him. Up till 12 months ago, the sweepers stayed at the factory until about 12:30. But then they made a rule that any sweeping that wasn't done by noon on Saturday would have to go over until Monday. And since that time, no Negroes have been there since 12 o'clock. He never had any Negro night watchmen in July, August, September, or any time last fall. We never had a Negro night watchman until we hired Lee, which was about 8 weeks before the murder. Since June of last year, on Saturday afternoons,